Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? We're live at Friday's Restaurant, Broad and Glenside. Come on out and join us, not only for the remainder of the show, but to watch the Who's play the Miami Hurricanes tonight. I think Frank's got a quick follow-up announcement on some of the things the UVA club is doing, and we have Billy McMullen sitting to our right.
All right, we just want to remind everyone that the Martin's Food Fight, HookiesVersusWhos.com, is still underway up until February 26th, so make your non-perishable can and bag donations. Also, you can go online and make a cash donation, and that benefits Feed More, the Central Virginia Food Bank. It's a very worthwhile and important endeavor, and I encourage everyone to do that.
And can do it online. At 26th is Friday of this week. Let me get my quick question in. Billy, what's the key for a receiver to get open? Speed, the way you run routes, combination, whatever.
You know what? A lot of young guys think it's speed, but it's not. Speed's a plus. You definitely want your speed. But the biggest thing is to be sudden, to be quick. You got to be able to get in and out of your breaks at the timely manner when the quarterback's ready to throw the ball. So those who are young receivers out there listening, you definitely want to be quicker than you are faster. You can run a 4.6, 4.5, and still, like I did, and still do a lot of damage on the field.
Well, you know, the wide receiver we were struggling to remember was Andre Lavrone, who had the back injury at the end of last year, and Matt Johns really needed him in the last three or four games. What's exciting, though, is you know, if Lavrone's back is healthy and Keon Johnson can make a comeback with his Virginia career, and with Olamide Zaccheaus, there's enough talent there to help Matt Johns get going, and certainly Taquan Mizell is always open coming out of the backfield. So that would give him four weapons to spread the field.
Yeah, I think Keon Johnson has the size, the speed, and the football acumen to do something special next year. When it comes to desire, that's the biggest key. I don't know how hungry he is to be the best, but when it comes to talent, I mean – every game I've seen, every practice I've seen, he's always stood out to me. Definitely.
You know, I think the key, and I obviously never played football, but I think the key is the changing of the culture to the point where they learn how to win and expect to win.
That's the thing, expecting to win on a week-to-week basis and not going in, feeling your way first quarter, second quarter, and then say, oh, we can play with these guys. You know, and I think that's what Coach Mendenhall is going to bring to the table. Like, no, we're going out first quarter, and we're letting them know that this is our game. And I think the kids will grab hold to that, the players will grab hold to that, and then the leaders will start rising up to say, hey, guys, every game is ours, no matter who we play.
Well, no doubt about it. And for certainly, UVA basketball team, which has now risen to number three in the nation in both polls and has risen to as high as number two in the power indexes and that sort of thing, the Wahoos are in great position. If they can just take down Miami on the road tonight, then that sets up for the Battle Royale, 6:30 p.m. Saturday night against the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. And what a game that's going to be, folks.
Nice. All right, you know, I look at Billy, and I think I could make him a two-guard. You know, if he was really good at football, but I think he's got some hoop in him.
You know what? I think you might be right, but it's all about desire. Basketball is never my thing.
I think that ship has set sail. <All right.
laughs> I don't know if I could jump as high as I used to now, man. I'm going to be a set shot guy.
Well, you know, what the heck.
One thing's for certain, Billy McMullen was an outstanding receiver, had 200 catches to lead the Wahoos back in the day. And at the time, I believe that was number two all-time in the ACC history.
Yeah, it was.
And today, I think it's still top four, maybe?
I guess top five, top four. We got some guys in Clemson, I think a couple guys out of Duke. So, yep. I mean, I'm still trying to hold on, but the way these offenses are set now, they pass a lot. So next 10 years, you know, who knows how what
yeah, back like. In your day, it was probably pretty much split between run and pass, I would think.
Yeah, it was teetering on more on the passing. And, yeah, definitely, especially at UVA, we had Thomas Jones, Womack. We had a lot of big-time running backs. So we had to share the spotlight.
But one thing's for certain, we have always enjoyed having you on, Billy. You've been an awesome contributor and guest on Who's Talking almost every year since we've been on the air, and sometimes more than once. And Jim and I want to thank you. You've been fantastic.
I thank you guys for having me.
And thank you for coming out tonight. I think Billy's going to hang around for a little while and enjoy the food and beverages here at Fridays at Glenside and Broad. And
definitely.
You know, I want to give a big high five to all the Wahoos that are here tonight. We got a great crowd here.
But there's still room. So if you're in the neighborhood, come on by.
We can still squeeze in one or two. But I tell you what a great time to be a Wahoo. The UVA basketball team is in a great position. I mean, what the heck? If you look at the ACC standings, Virginia's been at the top or near the top all year. 10-4 in the conference, 21-5 overall. And, you know, they're tied with Miami, second in the ACC, only really one game behind those Tar Heels. And we have our chance to get even and pass them this coming Saturday night. All right, I'm going to fish around. Where is Terry Gates?
Terry Gates is probably still in the house. You know, the one thing...
We're going to bring Terry back. We want to get some more comments on basketball real quick. And everybody, give Billy McMullen a big hand. Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, you make reference to the Virginia being near the top, but I think one of the things that's impressed me is the reality that they were not near the top at the beginning of the ACC season, having started 2-3. So the fact that they've won 8 out of the last 9 and they've put themselves back in a position to potentially finish first in the standings is, I think, another great tribute to Tony Bennett and his staff and the team, having the ability to turn things around a little bit after that maybe January slump that they had for a couple of weeks.
You know, one of the things that Virginia has to do tonight to beat Miami is they've got to somehow do a little bit better job on the boards. I remember the last time Virginia played them up in Charlottesville, the Hurricanes got a lot of rebounds, and Virginia cannot afford to give up those rebounds.
Yeah, and Miami's a team that will shoot a lot of perimeter shots, and as I've said many times, a long shot means a long rebound. So, basically, Virginia needs to get everybody involved from a rebounding perspective, including the guards. So it's nice to see Devin Hall and London Perantes and others focus on rebounding. Because, as they say, defense is not over until you get the defensive rebound. Nothing more frustrating to play 30 seconds of great defense, make them take a contested shot, miss it, and then give up an offensive rebound.
Well, certainly a couple players that really need to step up. Isaiah Wilkins and Mike Toby, both players have almost the same number of career rebounds this season. I mean, Toby has 101 rebounds and Wilkins has 106. It's imperative that those two players chip and help Anthony Gill.
Well, particularly Toby, because, you know, I forget the name. I should remember the name of the big guy from Miami, their center. But he's a very big, talented guy. So I think Mike Toby's 7-foot frame is going to be important tonight on both the offensive and defensive end.
And he needs to get his motor going because he is going to be crucial for Virginia to beat North Carolina. Because with all those big players that Carolina has, from Bryce Johnson and so forth, Joel James and Kennedy Meeks, you know, you better have Toby on the floor, because otherwise they'll just play volleyball around the rim.
Well, he's generally the first guy off the bench. I'm sure Mike Toby had gone into this year thinking he was going to be a starter, but he's become a key sixth man, especially on the inside. He and Mariel Shayok have been the first two guys off the bench, and if Virginia has a 7-guy rotation, that seems to be the 5 starters, and Toby and Shayok being 6 and 7.
Well, we got Terry Gates is back with us. Terry, what are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly think that Mike Toby and Mariel Shayok, those guys are key. They're not played the minutes they'd hoped they'd play, the minutes they thought they would play. So then,
certainly that's true in Toby's case.
And Mariel had a hand injury.
Which slowed him down at the beginning of the year.
Two DNPs, which are kind of hard to explain, but I don't know if it was defense. I don't think it was his hand. Maybe it was attitude. Who knows? But those two gentlemen, they can make a special, or they can put us in a bind. And you hate. I would love to see Toby start, because officials tend to pick on the second team center.
Now, is there any concern? Virginia's had a week off. Now, it from a rest standpoint, that's good. Any concern they may not be as energized as you'd like them to see at the beginning of the game?
You know, I think they understand what showing up for a away game is. Just mentioned Blacksburg in January 4th.
Right.
You know, go to Atlanta, Georgia Tech, and Florida State. Teams that are, you know, outside of Virginia Tech really haven't had a good year, so you have to show up at this time of year.
Well,
have to show up.
In my mind, this is going to be played with the intensity of an NCAA tournament game tonight. I think both teams realize what's at stake. A lot of, you know, I mean, not that we're looking at bracketology all the time, but I think Joe Lunardi has Virginia possibly as a one seed and Miami as a two at this point in time. So they're both clearly going to be in the tournament and a seeded team.
I think to Virginia that they have to treat it as another game, but the game in hand. In Miami, having lost in Charlottesville and then lost horribly in Chapel Hill, it's an opportunity to make an amend to a team that beat them. So and to be in contention for the, you know, the regular season title. But it's the next game of four, which would get you into the, you know, a lot of buys in the tournament. But it's the biggest game because it's the next game.
Right.
So looking at ACC standings, as we sit here now, Carolina leads the way at 11-3, Miami 10-4, along with UVA. Louisville is at 10-4, but they are not eligible for the ACC tournament or the NCAAs. And they certainly did UVA a big favor by beating the Blue Devils this weekend. What a game that was. Notre Dame at 9-5 in the conference is battling like crazy to improve their seating.
Well, yeah, but how they messed up on Saturday evening.
Yep.
Good
yep.
gosh.
And for that matter, Clemson is hanging around as well at 9-6 in the conference.
Although that was a tough loss for them when they lost to NC State over the weekend. If they were going to contend for one of the double buys, they needed to win that game.
That was the team you were talking about a week ago as the team to look out for, by the way.
Well, NC State, I still think they're dangerous. And, they play North Carolina and Raleigh on Wednesday night, and I would not write the Wolfpack off playing the Tar Heels at home.
And Pitt is at 8-6, Syracuse at 8-7, kind of sort of on the ledge, if you ask me. But to me, certainly the games that Virginia has remaining, they're playing Miami tonight, which is obviously battling for the ACC regular season title.
It's another game, Frank.
Yeah, that's what you say.
It's another game in February.
Yeah, blah, blah. North Carolina this coming Saturday. You can't tell me that's any other game.
Well, if they lose tonight, it won't be a lot less of a game, I can tell you that.
I think it becomes even more important.
Oh.
I would argue that till the cows come home.
Yeah.
Clemson on the road. How much in contention
that,
will
that
they
game,
be?
That game, two or three weeks ago, that game looked a lot tougher than it does right now. It's going to be a tough game regardless, but Clemson's starting to fade a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and then obviously UVA hosts Louisville, and the Cardinals have shown they want to win every game they're playing.
Well, plus that's the last game for their season. So,
yes.
You know, they're going to come in wanting desperately to win that game.
Do you think Colonel Sanders will show up in JPJ?
I don't think so. Don't think so.
Nope. White linen suit that Patino had?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't think Patino's ever going to wear that white suit ever again.
He needs a bronzer or something.
Although they always say Rick's suits are pretty pricey, so that Colonel Sanders suit probably had a high price tag on it.
I think Yum Brands probably provided him with that one.
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. All right. A couple of notable developments. Unfortunately, Heath Miller chose to retire from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and his NFL career has come to an end, and it's kind of unbelievable that big number 83 for your Steelers is no longer going to be playing.
The unhappiest guy in the country is Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
I think Ben and Heath were close friends, and they had a great combination over, 11 years? So, Ben is going to miss him. But I think Heath probably made the right decision. I always think it's better to retire too soon rather than too late.
Well, you know, one thing, he's walking away from the game, and he's healthy by and large. And also it should be noted that 8-year veteran of all things, Chris Long, was waived this week from the Rams to clear cap space so that when they make their move to L.A., there'll be some money to get some fancy free agents in.
Well, he's clearly going to be picked up by somebody pretty quick.
I hope the Redskins or the Packers go get him.
All right, anyway, we still got one last break here. Why don't we go ahead and do that right now? We're going to go to our final break. Again, we said earlier we're at Glenside and Broad, Friday's Restaurant. Come on out and join us a couple of more minutes of the show, and then we're going to adjourn and watch the Hoos hopefully beat the Miami Hurricanes at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Who's Talking. Stay tuned.